Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 127, how to effectively stay tick-free.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, a lot of activities that I like to do outside take me into the woods. Things like hiking, mountain biking, and disc golf are all fun. But like many things, having fun outdoors means sharing space with nature's creatures. One little bugger that you have to be mindful of when you're out in the woods is the tick. On today's show, you'll discover how to protect yourself and your family from being bitten by a tick, why all ticks aren't created equal, and the do's and don'ts for dealing with ticks. I'll also share some natural tick repellents you can make at home to keep ticks away.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
You know, years ago, ticks were more of a nuisance than anything else. But now ticks carry disease-causing microbes that can make you sick. If you spend time outdoors, even if it's just in your backyard, it's important to know how to protect yourself and reduce your risk of being bitten by a tick. Ticks are arthropods and belong to the mite family, not a family gathering I'd like to go to, especially because the menu would consist entirely of blood. That's what ticks eat. Yuck. Now, just like ice cream, ticks come in two varieties, hard and soft. Hard ticks have a protective shell, and this type of tick can take a while, sometimes up to 24 hours, to attach. Soft ticks can attach more quickly, sometimes in just a few minutes. And contrary to popular belief, ticks don't bury all the way into your skin. It's actually just their mouth that penetrates your skin in order to feed. Now, during feeding, microbes in the tick's saliva enter your bloodstream, and that's what can make you sick. The good news, if there is good news, is that most disease-causing microbes transmitted by ticks need a reactivation period in the tick once it begins feeding. In most cases, it takes around 24 hours, so you have some time to remove a tick before becoming infected. Now, the best way to remove an embedded tick is with sharp tweezers. If you think of a tick as like a little germ-filled balloon and you squeeze it too hard on the back end, all of the germs are going to be pushed to the front, which, by the way, is attached to you. So by using really pointy tweezers, it's possible to grab even small ticks right down next to the skin and then pull the tick out like a splinter. Remember to save the tick so you can work to identify it later. Here's a couple other do's and don'ts for tick removal. Don't use your bare hands. Instead, use tweezers, rubber gloves, or a tissue to remove a tick. Don't attempt to smother a tick with Vaseline, nail polish, gasoline, or rubbing alcohol because this can increase your risk of infection. And don't attempt to burn a tick while it's on your skin. I know this should be obvious, but just in case, I want to make sure we're all clear on this. Do wash the area of the tick bite with a lot of warm water and soap, and do wash your hands thoroughly after removing a tick. Now here's another bit of good news. Most ticks don't carry diseases, and most bites don't cause serious health problems. With that said, it is possible to have an allergic reaction to a tick bite. The reaction may be mild with a few annoying symptoms, and in some rare cases, a severe allergic reaction could occur. Now, even though most ticks don't carry disease, you still need to stay vigilant because the ticks that do carry disease bring some nasty stuff to the party. One of the big ones is Lyme disease. Others include Rocky Mountain spotted fever, relapsing fever, Colorado tick fever, and more. Most symptoms begin in a few days or even weeks after a bite and may mimic flu-like symptoms. I'll have a link in the show notes with more details on specific symptoms to look for in the event that you are bit by a tick. Now, because ticks love to hang out in the same grassy and wooded areas that we do, one of the best ways to avoid being bitten is to follow some tick tactics next time you head outside. Number one, stay on the trail. When you venture off the beaten path, you may encounter ticks just waiting to hitch a ride. 2, wear light-colored clothing. Wearing white, yellow, tan, other light colors makes it easier to spot a dark tick crawling on you before he attaches. And if you can seal off pant legs and cuffs, it can close another entryway, keeping you safe. 3, do frequent tick checks. Strip down and search all of your nooks and crannies. Ticks love to head north, so check your scalp, your hair, and your head thoroughly. 4, dry your clothes on high heat. Even if a tick survives the washer, they won't make it through a dryer cycle on high heat. 5, take a long, hot, soapy shower. Just like some teenagers, ticks hate soap, and a hot shower really helps to repel the little buggers. 6, you can use insect repellent, but beware. Most bug sprays don't deter ticks. You need to step up to a repellent with DEET, and that comes with its own potential health issues. So you may not want to go there. If you do, be careful when you apply it. Make sure you don't get it in your eyes or mouth. If you don't want to deal with DEET, there are natural solutions you can try to keep ticks at bay. One easy all-natural solution for treating your clothes is a mixture of one part tea tree oil and two parts water. You can use this solution to spray your shoes, socks, and pant cuffs. However, it shouldn't be applied directly to your skin. You can also use this to spray your pet's collar and bedding, but avoid spraying directly on their skin as well. For your skin, another all-natural tick repellent is a mix of water, vinegar, and essential oils. Use eucalyptus or peppermint and lemongrass oil. I'll have the specific recipe for making both of these tick repellents in the show notes. So while you're out enjoying the woods, trails, and fields this year, remember you're sharing the area with ticks. Take precautions to limit your contact. Check to be sure no one hitched a ride, and use DEET or all-natural repellents to keep them away. Stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/tick for links to everything we talked about in the show today, and more information, including free recipes for making all-natural tick repellents at home. While you're there, click on any of the icons to easily subscribe to the show or leave a review. And be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter to stay up to date with more information on getting outside and in shape. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.